So there's a there's an old episode of a program that the title of the episode was Rock the Vote. And I think it was West Wing. Well, the reason I'm saying that is that's exactly what they're showing me, where we're about to rock the vote in consciousness in terms of really bringing ourselves up into the light, up into the apparent evolved status. So the apparent evolved status is not something that we're dreaming up. It's not something that we're waiting for. It's something that's literally within our very midst, that we're choosing to recognize, that we're choosing to identify with, that we're choosing to avail ourselves of, that we're choosing to believe. So the more that we can transfer our consciousness, our association, to the bright perspective of love. So in other words, we're moving into our truth, we're moving into our full alignment, we're moving into our destiny, we're moving beyond the bounds of history. So remember, we're coming in with a very, very high charge, and we all were socialized, assimilated. We were all professed to acquire a lower consciousness and a lower paradigm. And so we readily agreed, being little people and relying on the big people. And so the more that we can understand that that power has been with us all along, we're not trying to create something that isn't. We're drawing from our very best that has always existed. So we want to feel that. It was like we were in a higher dimensional focus. We focused downward, played the game of 3D reality, and now we're tuning back to our light, to our truth, to our wholeness, to our very essence. So when I'm saying this, I've got this like whirlpool association, in other words, energy. It reminds me of that card that says waiting game. But that waiting game isn't like, ho-hum, nothing happening. That waiting game is on the move. That waiting game is spirits waiting to see what you're gonna do next. Because you're spiraling in your advancement, you're spiraling in your wholeness, you're coming to your highest satisfaction, your highest claim, your highest truth, your highest reality, in your own good authority. So your own good authority is essential for you to recognize that you're holding the power, you're holding the will. And so as you will, is you take your will from the ego, from the individualized self, and you tune it abroad, meaning you're tuning it up higher, you're tuning it to your true self, you're tuning it to your I Am presence, you're tuning it to your Christ light, well, then that's a go. It's almost like if you're picking something from the vending machine, which do you get? Whichever you've selected. So the more that we can feel that empowerment, the more that we can feel that drive inside, that there's nothing in the outer that is literally in our way. It's really all for our own decision-making, our own assessment, our own deducement, our own service call, that we're serving ourselves the light, we're serving ourselves the peace. We're serving ourselves our highest existence. So when we allow that to merge, and when we allow that to advance, our entire existence comes up higher, because now we're playing, they're saying playing the field, very cute, but we're playing the field of a higher association. So solutions that we wouldn't come to understand, or we wouldn't even perceive of or conceive of, are readily in our very midst because we stretched above, we went higher, we associated ourselves with the light that has always been, it's almost like it's always been there for safekeeping, waiting for our very best, waiting for us to say next, waiting for our right turn, waiting for our consent, waiting for our recognition. So we want to feel that. it's not like we're begging. It's not like we're asking for something that isn't already due us, that isn't already us. We're just assuming, aligning with our natural assumption always. So when they said always, there was like a lock. There was a click. There was an agreement. There was a higher association at last. So we want to feel that. And when we feel that, we're going to feel the light, we're going to feel the power, we're going to feel the peace. And it's almost like nothing else is even in our very midst. So allow that to interface, allow that to strengthen. So when I'm receiving it, I just have white light. Everything is just white light. Will I return to Earth? We'll find out. Of course, we're going to be on Earth. But the point is, the reason they had me kind of say that jokingly is so we really truly understand that it's time for us to let go. And what we're letting go of is the mind. What we're letting go of is the ego. What we're letting go of is that individuated consciousness where we feel separate. As long as we think we're only the body, as long as we feel separate, we're going to be very limited in terms of the tools that are available for our highest client. But when we associate with the love that's been with us always, when we associate with the light that's filling our very essence, well, then we're a new being. We're a new vessel. We're a new frequency. We're a new delight. We're a new consciousness. And so that consciousness has more room, has spaciousness, has upgrade privileges. So doesn't that sound exciting? Upgrade privileges. I like that. So this is the point. We're allowing ourselves to be free. So when they said free, wherever you've been white-knuckling it, wherever you've been tethered to the past, wherever someone else may seem to have more power than self, you're free. You're free of that. Because we want to remember all that was a projection of our mind all along. So it's not like there's something out there. Anyway, it's really a projection of dualism, powerlessness, victimhood. And so all that is when we were trespassing against self. And so now it's sort of like, now we found a better way. Now we found our light. Now we found our homecoming. Now we found our soul satisfaction. Now we found our complete readiness. So allow that to sink in even deeper now, where we're associating with our light, where we're associating with our higher self. You may want to have a picture image of your higher self, your divine self, your I Am presence. When I receive it, I just have like this very powerful light. You could have a Buddha, an angel, Jeshua, a dove, whatever is self-pleasing. But it's something where you can have that instant recall. Instant recall. So when you want to tune yourself up, it's like, oh, that's right, the light. Oh, that's right, my highway to heaven. Oh, that's right, my higher placement. And so we want to like really feel that empowerment, feel that decision-making inside, that we've already chosen to go abroad, that we've already chosen to be fulfilled. Being fulfilled is we're filling ourselves with the light. We're agreeing with our new higher status. We're agreeing with our new higher statement. We're agreeing with our holy existence at last. So our holy existence at last is we're transferring our identity from the body to the heart, from the lower consciousness to the all I am gifting. So in other words, we're all of it. We're all love. We've only just forgotten for, they're saying for a brief moment, so I'll just add for an elongated brief moment, again, because we're still believing in time. It does seem a little bit lengthy, but from a higher association, it's actually literally a brief moment. So the reason they're saying that is if it's a brief moment, surely you can shift, surely you can change your mind. Like, what's the big thing about that? So that's the reason they included that brief moment. It's sort of like I was here, but then now I'm aligning here. So in other words, very simple, very easy, switching our gaze at last. So we're allowing all of our life to be newly associated. In other words, we're moving into a new timeline. We're stepping out in faith a new association always. So everything we experience is we're experiencing from this new higher engagement, from this new higher association. So the more that we can travel with that, the more that we can fully engage, the more that we can fully participate with delight, what happens is our hold or our grip to yesterday, it just sort of falls by the wayside because it's no longer apparent, meaning we're no longer invested in it. We're no longer giving it energy. We're no longer giving it energy. So just really feel that anything that you've been really energizing, that it's just old news. It's just old news. It's no longer relevant as we will decide upon that or let go or choose that. So remember, we're already choosing higher, we're already choosing the light. So anything that we now want to drop, we let go with ease, with grace. And so the more that we let go, remember, the universe does not like a vacuum. So when we're releasing, we're creating that spaciousness. And so there's more room, if you will, for the light to now consume us at last. So again, now we're receiving more light. We're receiving more proof of the constant change. We're always changing. So we're changing into the light, into the illuminated existence. Receive, receive, receive. And really allow that to be a permanent transfer of faith. Like whatever you let go of. If there's something you still need to know, it'll come forth in a very easy lesson. But it's going to be a skip and a part because you've already chosen the new engagement. You've already chosen the new agreement. So everything's agreeing with what is already now available, with what you already now see. And you see with spiritual sight. You see with spiritual possibility. You see with spiritual conviction. So again, we're walking in faith, but we're walking with our feeling. So we're used to following our mind. What we're doing is we're shifting to a heart-centered consciousness, and feeling is going to be the way. So the intuition, the feeling, the light, that's what we're listening to. That's what we're surrendering to. That's what we're identifying with always. Receive this shift now. With ease, with grace, with higher wisdom always. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for participating with that.